Hello, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a book podcast and blog. If you're new here, welcome, and I hope you stick around. I promise I'll at least try to make it worth your time. So before I get started today, I do want to talk about the Q&A episode real quick. Just a reminder, if you want to be featured in the Q&A episode, which is upcoming, we'll see when that happens, depending on how many responses I get and how fast I get them, but if you want to be featured, you can either fill out the Google form in the description, and you can opt out of having your name in the episode, so you'll just be anonymous when I read your question and answer it, or you can send in a voice message and have your voice featured in the episode. So if you want to do either of those things, make sure you check out the description. And without further ado, today I'm so excited about this. If you haven't listened to my episode or even read the review of A Flight of Broken Wings by Nupur Chowdhury, definitely go do that, because today I am reviewing its sequel, A Call for Brighter Days. Thank you, Nupur Chowdhury, for providing me with a copy of this novel in exchange for an honest review. All quotes are taken from A Call for Brighter Days by Nupur Chowdhury. Quick content warning: death, violence, torture, mentions of sexual assault, and mature content are all present in this novel. I rated A Call for Brighter Days 5 out of 5 stars overall. Everything from plot, characters, setting, writing, and memorability were 5 out of 5 stars. So far, The Ariel Chronicles has been amazing. So, A Call for Brighter Days is a magical return to the world of The Ariel Chronicles. Following the beloved characters of A Flight of Broken Wings, I became entranced by the new problems Reuben and Ashwin have to face. I can only hope that Nupur Chowdhury continues writing her fantastic series. So, a quote: "You expect me to keep your secret, to lie to my friends and betray my colleagues to do so, to risk their lives, for an Ariel who's been lying to me, making a fool out of me, all this while." A Call for Brighter Days was independently published on May 31st, 2021, and it is the second novel in the Ariel Chronicles. It's 300 pages long and is an urban fantasy, science fiction, mystery, young adult, thriller, and paranormal novel. The book's description: Taheen is dead, and her followers have scattered. Some of them are now helping the vicious and deadly Feather Mafia hunt down their own kind. Ariels are being branded and killed, their wings hacked off and sold to the highest bidder on the black market. But after a clash between the Ariels and the Mafia leaves hundreds of civilians dead, Reuben and his team must find a way to deal with this new, unfamiliar threat. That might have been easier if Ashwin wasn't keeping secrets of his own, alternatingly fighting the Mafia and protecting them. As the bodies pile up and the line between ally and enemy get further blurred, Reuben must make choices and sacrifices that will shape the lives of those he loves, as well as the world around him. As with A Flight of Broken Wings, A Call for Brighter Days follows the new troubles of Reuben and Ashwin, the hilarious duo that makes The Ariel Chronicles a mixture of tension, drama, and fun. However, the novel also introduces new characters and villains that will send shivers down your spine. Instead of having to face Taheen, the evil queen of the Ariel Exiles, the duo has to face Janak Nath, the leader of the... I apologize if I'm butchering all these names, which I probably am. of the Coercin, which the Coercin are a gang involved with the Feather Mafia, which profits off the illegal selling of Ariel feathers. And even more perilous, the two discovered the existence of Kaheen, an Ariel out for revenge, who is also the daughter of Reva, which is a villain from the first novel. So I really loved how this novel discusses the relationship between Ashwin and Haya, which is Reuben's niece. Again, I'm probably pronouncing all of this wrong, but whatever. And then Ashwin is essentially her uncle, and I loved how he became closer with Samani, which is Reuben's partner, and Vikram's son, Sri. So that was really cool as well, is they're becoming more integrated as kind of like this dysfunctional family, so... Speaking of Vikram, I have to say that since he was featured more in A Call of Brighter Days, I was able to learn more about him, and he's now one of my favorite characters besides Ashwin. So he's not only adorable and a good husband to Sim, but he also fangirls constantly over the aerials. I mean, like, what a nerd, I say, as if I'm not eating up all the new information on aerials, too. It was really, really good. And the characters, they progressively got better as well, too. They all are changing and evolving, and I think that's really great. Another quote, "There was a time when I needed you. That time is long gone. I don't need your charity. The only thing I need from you now is vengeance." And then as always, Nupur Chowd Harry's writing sucked me in like a whirlpool. The time practically flew while I read because all I could see was the world of the Aerial Chronicles in front of me. I think this is the fastest I've read a fantasy novel. And it was 300 pages long too, so it's not like a really short book. So, I mean, and then I'm very happy to report that Chowd Harry's world building only gets better, because in the first novel, A Flight of Broken Wings, I was breathtaking with how well she had constructed this world, and I feel like a lot of series will stop, will kind of barf all the information on you during the first novel, and then during the second, there's not really any progress in that department, but this was not the case, and I really, really loved it. Like I said, she did not hesitate to give the reader even more information about the mystical yet modern world that Ruben and Ashwin navigate, so it's really good. And kind of going back to the Feather Mafia, here's another quote. "Now there was a sight he had never thought he'd see. Exiles working with humans to hunt down their own kind." And then the plot. So, as I mentioned, instead of fighting Tahin, because, spoiler, they kind of, like, succeeded in their mission of killing her. But, this time, Ruben and Ashwin must hunt down gangs involved with illegal aerial feather trading and break down the collaboration between exiles and humans in these gangs to prevent the crashing of economies in the mortal realm and the possible takeover of Van. So it kind of segues off of the first novel's mission. It continues, which is really nice. And the events also affect Ashwin's and Ruben's relationship, not to mention Ruben and Samani's relationship. In the high-stress situations the group finds themselves in, there's constant bickering and sass, which I absolutely loved. And then, this is completely random, but for some reason, I just imagine the characters and story is basically a fantasy Scooby-Doo. I don't know how that makes sense in my mind, but it just does. It just seems like the type of thing. I don't know. I have no idea. But that's just that's the vibes I get from the series. And then, so, overall, it was an amazing sequel, and I cannot wait for the author's future novels, and hopefully more of the Aerial Chronicles, because they kind of leave it on a cliffhanger. Not like a cliffhanger, but a, like, new mission that they have to complete, so I'm hoping that there will be more, because I love the series so far. It's amazing. I mean, both novels have been 5 out of 5 stars for me. It's been really, really good, and it's really well done, so, but I'm literally dying over here. I have no patience whatsoever, so I'm really hoping a third novel comes out soon, fingers crossed. But yeah, I absolutely loved A Call for Brighter Days, and it's the perfect continuation of Chowd Harry's excellent series. And then two last quotes. "He was probably minutes away from death, and yet somehow he hadn't felt so alive in a long time." And then the last one, "It'd been a long time since he dared hope for anything so glorious. Tomorrow would bring its own problems, but he was going to relish this moment for all he was worth." And that is the end of my review of A Call for Brighter Days by Nupur Chowd Harry, the second novel in the Aerial Chronicles. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, TikTok, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or even just want to reach out to me, you can that was my dog. You can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request or anything of the sort, that you check out my review policy on my blog first, then email me. Thank you for listening and happy reading. And as always, recently, go fill out the Q&A form.
Poppy said go read, so go read.